Web streaming of 90.3 WPLN-FM is made possible by listener support and by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, the promise of discovery. Learn how you can support this service at nashvillepublicradio.org.
Support for Car Talk on NPR comes from NPR member stations and
Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com. And
the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people, online at WTGrantFoundation.org. And
Lumber Liquidators, hardwood, bamboo, and cork flooring with a Floor Finder app for iPad and iPhone. Learn more at LumberLiquidators.com. Hello and welcome to Car Talk from National Public Radio with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're broadcasting this week from the Pater Familias department here at Car Talk Plaza. You know, we thought since we defamed the honor of our sainted mother a few weeks ago on Mother's Day, it's only fair to do similar damage to the reputation of our late father, too. And, you know,
yeah,
it's it's always hard to come up with little stories, but that don't let out too many family secrets. But I was remembering recently that Dad drove a truck his whole life, you know, and from in fact, I think he was a licensed driver for like 77 years. And before he drove a truck, he drove a team of horses.
Yeah.
And he was very proud of the fact that he knew how to get anywhere.
From anywhere.
From anywhere. Yeah. Exactly. And I remember one day, it was a Sunday dinner at their house, at Mom and Dad's house. And we were, you know, engaged in the usual banter. And our brother-in-law, Joe, asked Dad how to get someplace. And he said, "Hey, Dad," he said, "do you know how to get to Clinton?" Dad says, "Clinton, Mass?" He says, "Yeah, Clinton, Mass." Now, I knew right off he didn't know how to get there. And he started to rub his head, "Clinton, Clinton.
I know exactly what you're going to say."
and the first thing he says is, "What the hell do you want to go out there for?" What's in Clinton anyway? Now, he figures if he can talk him out of going out there,
you wouldn't have to tell him how to do it.
And Joe says, "Oh, no, it's a job interview. You know, it could be a very good job." And Dad says, "Oh, geez, Clinton." He rubs his chin a little more. And then he finally says, "Which way is your car pointing?"
That was always the question. Which way is your car pointing?
Stalling for time. We do the same thing, I guess. Right? What color is the car? Like, we must have inherited that from Dad. And I think at some point somebody said, "You don't know where Clinton is." No, not really. And then he had a good laugh. But, you know, he was always quick with a quip or something that came like out of the blue. And my wife reminded me the other night that her brother Claude was a big hunter, you know, and he was very proud of the fact that almost every year he used to bag a deer. And he had a place in upstate New York, a little cabin, and he'd go up there with a bunch of his buddies and they flush a few deer out. And he decided one Christmas that he was going to provide.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas dinner. He was going to bring a couple of big venison roasts.
Right.
You know? So he shows up, and of course, he's going to cook everything, and he puts the venison in the oven, and he stuffs this garlic cloves in, and he makes everything. He makes the roasted potatoes, and he does the squash and the whole bit, and we're all sitting down enjoying. It was quite delicious. We're enjoying this wonderful Christmas dinner, and he's telling Dad, you know, he said, "You know, we're all sitting here." He said, "We're enjoying this wonderful dinner." He said, "Didn't really cost very much at all." And Dad said, "Well, yes, when you figure the $8,000 you spent for the rifles and $60,000 for the cabin." He says, "I guess you're right. It is pretty cheap." And he says, and Claude says, no. He says, "The way I figure it," he says, we're pretty much eating, you know, we're eating this meal for about $1 a piece." And Dad says, "Well, that's a pretty good dough for a buck." Anyway,
the play on words.
He did. Anyway, give us a call if you have a question about your car or some advice that your father gave you. Our number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, my name's Brent Spodek. I'm in North Carolina, Chapel Hill.
Fred.
Brent.
Oh, Brent.
Brent. Fred.
But we both heard Fred.
No, it's not Fred.
Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill. Yes.
Are you a professor or a student?
I am neither a professor nor a student.
You're in food service. You're in the food service business? Or you own a bar?
Nope, no bars, no alcohol, no
either.
Food.
Okay, interesting.
Okay.
What are you doing in Chapel Hill? You'll never make it there, man.
Well, I know. I'm writing for a newspaper down here.
So, Brent, what's up?
Okay, here's my problem. Yeah. I have an 88 Audi 5000S.
Yeah.
And it is a pretty crappy car.
No.
Yes, indeed, it is.
Gee, I always liked the 5000.
Why?
Well, because I never owned one.
Well, there you go. Owning is the problem.
What's wrong with it?
Okay, it has a rack and pinion steering that uh-huh. takes mineral oil.
Yes, we are familiar with very expensive mineral oil.
Yes, about $20 a quart.
Isn't that absurd?
Yes, particularly since it's leaking this mineral oil.
Well, I've been experimenting with customers' cars now, putting in just regular old motor oil. Say, what the hell?
What? You haven't tried Filippo Berio?
Filippo Berio costs as much as this stuff.
No.
It's a little cheaper.
It's much cheaper. You can get $20 a gallon. No,
that oil is very, very expensive stuff.
And yes.
It runs on only the power steering, but the power brakes, too.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the question.
Mm.
It's leaking this stuff. At first, it was going through maybe 4 quarts a year. No big deal.
Yeah.
Now, it's going through about a quart a week.
Oh!
And that's not so good.
That's not so good. That's $1,000 a year.
Yes. And I only paid $3,500 for the car when I bought it.
You might want to fix it.
Well, I've considered that, but fixing it costs $1,000.
I bet it isn't the rack.
Yeah, have they figured out where it's leaking from?
They say the rack and pinion.
Well, they're wrong.
Oh, they're wrong.
Yeah,
in all likelihood. I'll tell you
why.
That
would be good if they were wrong.
We've worked on a lot of 5000S's.
Indeed.
And I've never replaced a rack on any of them. That doesn't mean that they don't go bad, but what I've replaced instead are the hoses that connect to the rack. There are these very expensive, which these hoses cost as much as the rack, but they're a little easier to replace. They're very expensive hoses that convey this very expensive fluid from the very expensive power steering pump to this very expensive rack.
Right.
Okay.
And these hoses often leak where the metal part of the hose is bonded to the rubber,
okay.
right in the vicinity of the rack. And it looks to the casual observer like the rack is leaking when in fact it's really the hose. And the way to find it out is to clean everything off with a solvent and then start the engine.
And move the steering wheel back and forth.
Turn the steering wheel all the way to the lock position.
Uh-huh.
And look for leaks. And I bet you'll find out that one of those hoses is leaking right where it enters the rack.
Well, see, the dealer has already done that. And they said, let's see. If he doesn't fix it, we're going to get $1,000 out of him just in purchases of this oil.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to get another $1,000 if he decides to fix it.
Maybe you can invest in the company that makes the oil. It recoup some of your losses.
So, I mean, they've already got this figured out. So they know that it's the hose.
So you need to have the hoses checked out.
And I could check the hoses myself.
Well, you can, but you might want to have a shop do it.
Okay, but this is the same shop that wants to do the $1,000.
No, you check them yourself.
Okay.
See you, Brent.
All right, thanks a lot.
Good
bye
luck.
Bye. 1-888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Keller from Washington, D.C.
Keller?
That's right.
K-E-L-L-E-R.
That's right.
Now, does anyone else on the planet have that name?
A couple of shows ago, you had someone call in with that name, as a matter of fact. It was the first time I had heard it.
It was a guy, though.
Yes, it was. You're right.
Oh, you remember.
Yes, I do.
So how did you happen upon this name? I mean, you have to tell us. It is unusual.
I really do?
Well, you don't have to do anything.
No, it is the last name of someone in your mother's family.
No, that's not true.
No.
I made it up.
You made it up?
I was born Kelly, and I didn't like that.
And how old were you when you made this serious choice?
Oh, in my 20s.
In your 20s.
So you're legally now Keller? You went and changed all your driver's license says Keller?
Well, my driver's license says Keller, yes.
It does. That'll do it. Yeah, I'm changing my name to Scout. International Scout. Okay, Keller, we've badgered you enough about your name. What's your question?
Where'd you say you were from, Keller?
D.C., pay attention.
Yeah, Washington, D.C.
Oh, Washington, D.C. You're not a lawyer or a politician, are you?
No.
Good.
Graduate
okay,
student.
What can we do for you?
Graduate student. That's next on the list.
Graduate student. Are you a graduate student?
Yes, I'm a graduate.
Are you an art history major?
No, I'm in sociolinguistics.
Oh, right up there with art history.
Sociolinguistics.
Yeah.
Yeah, slightly more useful.
We can get back to that.
Yeah, okay. Because can I get to my problem?
I'm sure
well,
that
yet.
Our listeners would love to know
not yet.
What a sociolinguistic person does.
Well, but, Keller's going to tell us all about it in the second half of the show.
Second half of the show. We can talk about cars first. What's your problem?
Okay, so here's my story.
Yeah.
My partner and I are driving down the road.
Hurry it up, will you? We're almost out of time.
We're in our 92 Toyota pickup.
Sure.
Okay, and along comes this woman, and she says, hey, your passenger rear wheel is wobbling, wobbling, wobbling. So we check, and there's nothing loose. It's not like, you know, everything's tightened down.
Mm-hmm.
But the wheel is definitely wobbling. So we have no idea, like, did a heinous pothole cause this?
Yeah.
Or we had an accident a couple of years ago, and we don't know whether for 2 years now we've been driving around with this wobble. So I don't know, is it dangerous? What is it? And how much is it going to cost to have it fixed?
You've been going out with this guy for 2 years?
No, we've been married for almost 7.
Ah, cool.
All right.
And yet you refer to him as your partner.
Yes.
You know what I now refer to my wife as?
What?
Yes.
I've heard you talk about your wife.
Well, she's hoping to rip out our perfectly adequate kitchen and make a new one out of it.
Yeah, one that has like a sink and a stove.
In any event, we can't afford to do this, so we had to go to the bank and borrow like $20,000-$30,000. I don't know how much it was.
Mm.
So we got this 30-year mortgage for the kitchen.
Mm.
And on it, she is referred to as co-applicant. So now I call her my co-applicant.
Okay.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Okay, I'm sorry to get off the track here.
That's
okay.
All right. My co-questioner and I would like to know.
Is it dangerous?
Yes.
Probably not, seeing you've been driving like this for 2 years. Was it caused by the accident? Very likely.
Okay.
And what is it? I'll get to in a second.
Okay.
But the way to find out what's going on is to swap the wheels. Take another wheel, which you know doesn't wobble.
Okay.
And put it on that side.
Okay.
And if the wobbling is gone, then it is entirely the wheel that's responsible. However, I'm going to suggest that the wheel is probably okay, and what happened during the accident is that the axle flange got bent.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to take off the wheel and then take off the brake drum, you would be left with this thing that has 5 or 6 threaded studs sticking out of it, and that is the axle flange. That is the end of the axle. And when you had your accident, if it was there, it's possible that flange got bent enough to make that thing wobble like crazy.
If I swap the wheels and the problem is not solved.
Then you have to reopen the case. You have to call Paul Drake Detective Agency and reopen the case with the insurance company, and they will pay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Probably, although they'll claim that you did it some other way. They'll claim that you backed into something. But you'd have to really get walloped to bend that axle flange. Driving over curbstones and whatnot wouldn't do it.
Never.
Potholes, no.
No,
you gotta
no.
Get hit.
Nay, nay.
You got to get hit on a side impact, direct hit. So if you didn't have that in the accident, then that's not the problem. It's the rim.
Good luck, Keller.
Wait a minute. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
You didn't answer question number 3.
What
is it dangerous? No.
No, we got that. What is it we got? How much is it to fix it?
Oh, I imagine a few hundred dollars.
A few hundred.
You have to replace the axle.
But you could buy one at the junkyard.
Okay.
You can buy a used one. Don't forget the one on the other side is used, and you're perfectly happy with that one.
You're right.
All right. Sociolinguistics, excuse me?
I knew you were going to get to that.
Yeah, I mean, what does it mean?
Well, things like why I decided to use partner instead of spouse.
Yeah, I was going to ask. That was my next question. Yeah. In general, sociolinguistics is... The use of words.
Of language, yes.
Language.
How people use it. Language, how they use it differently.
And what it means sociologically.
Mm-hmm.
I would say so, sure, that sounds
That's
right.
That's what it means.
Good enough.
And so why did you use partner?
I just use it because I don't like the term spouse. There are a lot of people who have partners, life partners, who don't have access to the institution of marriage. And
yeah.
So I think it's a more general
term. Well, that's very egalitarian of you.
A more general and descriptive term.
I'm going to tell my co-applicant about this and see what she thinks.
Okay.
See you later.
Thanks
a lot.
Bye.
1-888-CAR-TALK or 1-888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Matt Bear.
Hi, Matt. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dearborn, Michigan, just outside of Detroit. Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
What's shaking, man?
Well, I'm here in Ford country, but I happen to drive a 96 Intrepid.
Okay.
Oh.
And had an incident the other day driving down the road, air conditioned blowing away because it's hot out here, and had what my wife called a death fog come out of the air vents.
Death fog, yeah. That's cool.
She wanted me to pull over. She was afraid that it was something poisonous. And I assured her in all confidence that it wasn't anything poisonous.
You had a ready explanation, did you not?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no clue what it was, but
yeah. But you did say, don't worry, hon.
And you gave her an explanation of some kind.
Oh, absolutely. It's just water vapor. It's nothing to worry about. This stuff happens all the time in cars like this. It's just
sure.
The hot heat.
It's the heat.
I have no clue what it was.
But did she buy your little story?
Well,
or did she jump out of the car?
She's known me long enough to keep questioning me.
Yeah.
So you thought it was a fog created by excessive water vapor that was somehow being condensed and getting blown out the vents. Is that what you told her?
Yes.
That's
I was said it was
good.
Probably because of the humidity.
That's exactly.
Man, you're 100% right.
That's exactly
really?
What happened. Yeah.
See?
See, hon? And it was due to the excessive humidity. Because, I mean, think about it. It's clouds. Clouds were forming right there in your car.
Right. And had the humidity been a little higher, you could have actually gotten lightning bolts, too. That would have been the next step.
I mean, if you got a lot of humidity in the air and you cool the air down, which was happening through the vents,
right,
then what happens to the vapor? It turns into droplets.
It condenses.
And
it,
exactly.
Exactly. And you got a death fog.
Death fog.
Yeah.
You were right again, Matt, and congratulations.
Once again, I'm right. I don't know why she keeps questioning me. She ought to just go along with it.
Of course.
Right. Go along.
Or at least preface everything by saying, I know you're right, hon, but could you just explain it to me? And you say, of course.
Of course, if I have to. Good
by
luck, man.
Means.
And watch for the dope slap. It'll be coming.
I'll duck.
See ya.
See you later.
Thank you very much.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, Tommy, do you remember last week's puzzler?
Give me a hint. Will you help me out?
Well,
I'll
tell you, it had to do with a county fair, an ancient rivalry, and an old guy named Gus.
Come on, you made that up.
Well, I did, but I'll have the answer in just a minute.
When I'm gone now, bury me with my car when I'm gone. Bury me with my car. Cause if anywhere is wherever I end up when I'm gone, I'm gonna need my ride, get around. So please, please, bury me with my car.
Support for Car Talk at NPR comes from the leftover wheel bearing grease we sell as SPF 500 sunblock from NPR, NPR member stations, and
Esurance.
Insurance for the modern world. They were born online and offer tools for drivers to make decisions about their car insurance.
I have my own tools.
Yeah, eeny, meeny, miny, mo.
Exactly.
Esurance, an Allstate company. And
the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation.
Dedicated to the idea that all people deserve the chance to live healthy, productive lives at GatesFoundation.org. And
CarMax,
offering more than 35,000 used cars and trucks online and in stores from coast to coast.
Learn more at CarMax.com.
And even though Edward Snowden is seeking asylum in any country where we're not on, whenever he hears us say it, this is NPR.
Support for Car Talk comes from Nashville Public Radio listener members. From the Bridgestone America's Trust Fund, with a reminder to check tire pressure every month. Underinflated tires increase gas consumption and decrease tire life. Information is online at tiresafety.com. And support comes from Nashville Public Radio Producers Circle members, including Bill Ivey and Andrew and Toltz Kintz. To learn more about the benefits of joining the WPLN Producers Circle, visit WPLN.org or call 760-2021. Nashville Electric Service has high-speed fiber networks throughout